The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights return 14 total starters, including 7 on offense and 7 on defense. Rutgers' spring game is scheduled for April 23rd. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
If you want to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Really excited to be the head football coach here at Rutgers University. We just finished spring practice number 10. Really excited about the attitude and the effort that our players are giving us. Excited about our Student Appreciation Day this Saturday. It gives us a chance to open our doors and let our student body come in and see their football team work, and to hopefully get them excited about a great fall.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, you may do so by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Hey, Chris. What kind of spring has Darius Hamilton had so far, and what does it mean to the defense to have him back for this one final season?
Well, I'll start with the type of spring that he's had. It starts really with the off season that he's had since we've been here, and the players have come back on campus in January. I think he's had an outstanding off season. He's had a very productive spring. It has not been 100% participation, everything, because he's still trying to get 100% healthy from his knee, but really like his attitude, his work ethic, his leadership. I like the way he's developed his body and his mind here in the last few months. And out of practice, he really brings a different personality. I think our football team needs some positive personality, needs some enthusiasm, needs a guy that they can look to, and Darius is that type of guy. And when you just talk about the defense in general, we're a 4-3 defense. We're going to rely heavily on our inside defensive linemen to make plays, to provide energy. And he's a guy that does both of those things for us. He's a guy that we're going to count on to make plays when plays need to be made. And so far in practice, he's been able to provide that, and I like what I see.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is *1. Our next question comes in the line of Dan Duggan with Star Ledger.
Hey, Chris. Just wondering if you have any thoughts on Satellite Camp and the band.
Obviously a lot of people are talking about it. I can tell you this first and foremost before – even talk about the decision that the NCAA made. I mean, our jobs as football coaches, regardless of the school, the conference, area of the country, we work for the players, and we have to do everything we can to provide a great environment and great experience for our student athletes. That's who we work for. We also have a job to do to go out and recruit student athletes into your program, and there's a lot of different ways that people do that. I'm all for opportunities given to student athletes to be exposed to college football, college football coaches, get evaluated for recruiting and scholarship opportunities. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've only been a part of one satellite camp. It was successful. I don't necessarily agree with the decision that the NCAA made in completely banning all satellite camps. It is what it is, and we'll accept it, and we'll do business the way we'll do business here at Rutgers. But I wish they would have looked at possibly limiting the number of satellite camps that coaches could be a part of rather than just completely banning them. And if they were going to ban them, I wish it would be more just Power 5 schools. And there are a lot of smaller schools out there that really rely on satellite camps and going to bigger universities to get a chance to evaluate prospects. I know at Ohio State, when we would hold a camp there, every MAC school and basically every small school in the northern part of the United States was there to evaluate the 600 to 800 kids that we'd have on campus. Honestly, we were really trying to, we were hoping to be able to build that type of camp here at Rutgers for the East Coast. And it's unfortunate that we can't. You know, do I feel like coaches can go out or should be able to go out and do 30 satellite camps throughout the month of June? No, I don't. But I am for having the opportunity to take your program on the road and be able to evaluate certain players in certain areas. Do I think it's right for 100 different programs to go to a region like 100 programs go to Atlanta and you ask the players there in that area to go to 100 different camps? That's probably not realistic either. So I wish there would have been some other options than just a complete ban altogether, but I'm not for just an unlimited number of satellite camps either.
All right, thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Chris. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Bill.
You may be uniquely qualified to answer this as much as anyone can in the spring because you've been at Ohio State. Obviously, now you're at Rutgers. The balance in the league, especially in the East Division, do you think it'll be more balanced this year, knowing what you know about the talent level at schools like Ohio State and Rutgers?
Well, sitting here at Rutgers, I sure hope so. I'm just actually talking to some people about that here recently. I mean, right now, Ohio State is the Cadillac of college football, not only here in the East Division of the Big Ten, but just in college football. And, the way they do business, the way they recruit the talented players they have there, everybody aspires to have a program run like that. And, you know, here at Rutgers, we're going to be doing business the best way that we can. And a lot of that is based off the things that I was exposed at Ohio State in terms of the way that we develop the players, we coach the players, that we treat the players and create a positive environment for those players to come to work every single day. And we just got to go out and recruit. And I think we're in an area where there are tons of talented players here in New Jersey that hopefully if we do things right, they're going to want to be a part of. And if we can do that here, then we'll help, level that playing field in the Big Ten East and have more balance. But, to say that right now, there's going to be a tremendous or going to be more balance in the Big Ten East. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. I guess time will tell. But there were a lot of really good players on several football teams in the East this last year that are gone, going on to have an opportunity to play at the NFL, and we'll see how that affects certain teams.
And being at Rutgers and having gone through a spring, do you feel better about the talent level there than you might have before you got there?
I think there's goods and bads. I think every coach right now, at this point in spring, some people are done. Some people are at the halfway point. We're getting ready for practice 11. I think everybody is probably happy with some positions and not satisfied with some others, and that's pretty much where we're at right now. I feel like we have some players here that are on par with a lot of the other top programs or what would be considered top programs in the Big Ten. And honestly, we got some positions that are not. We got some players that we have to continue to develop to be able to even have a conversation of being able to compete with some teams in this league. But it's all about the attitude and effort right now, and our players have the right attitude. They're giving us the right effort. We've got to develop them physically. We've got to develop their football skills, and we just got to continue to recruit Big Ten caliber players. And we have a number of them here on our roster right now, but we've got some positions of need also.
Thanks, Chris.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you.
Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers' Darius Hamilton. Senior defensive lineman missed nearly all of last season after being named an honorable mention All-Big Ten selection in 2014. Darius, thank you for joining us.
How you doing, man?
Do you want to give us some quick thoughts on how the spring season's been going? Then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. I think the spring's been going well. I think we've got a lot of guys out here stepping into bigger roles, leadership roles, and I think we've got a lot of younger guys who are eager to come out and practice and follow behind our leaders, and everybody's been coming out really with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, trying to get better every day. And I've liked what I've seen. We've obviously got a lot more work to do. We've got to keep working, but I think we're off to a good start.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes in the line of Sam Hillman with Scout.
Hey, Darius, what's up?
What's up, man?
How much? We've talked a lot about the off-the-field changes this offseason. On the field for you, what are the biggest differences with Coach Ash's defense compared to what you're used to?
Well, I think one of the strengths of this defense is, he's letting guys play football. And I know that's something that we're all really excited about. When you turn around, for me, especially up front, you turn around and you got guys in the back, got a younger core of linebackers who are very eager to come out and play every day, man. And as a defense, we've all got to get better. But just from a standpoint of this defense, man, just letting kids go play and just have a good time, man. Letting our talent make plays and trusting us enough to have our hard work and dedication just to fill in and be players. I think it's a great scheme we've got.
Thank you.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. Our next question comes from the line of Ryan Dunleavy with Asbury Park Press.
Hey, Darius.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. We talked to Coach Ash today about rugby-style tackling. Can you just talk a little bit about the implementation of that and how you guys have adapted to it and why you think that'll help? Because obviously there are a lot of missed tackles last year.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a safer way to tackle. I know when we used to tackle here, we used to call it bite the ball, and that was just basically getting your head across of the person that you were tackling, which probably wasn't the safest way to tackle. But with the rugby style tackle, you want your face cheek to cheek, and you want to kill the engine, which is basically wrapping up around wrapping the thighs, stopping the legs. You know, we've been in positions before where we've tackled too high, and that's been a reason for a lot of missed tackles and overrunning things, which is basically sometimes what happens when you bite the ball is you get on a weird angle and you overrun it, they cut it back, and you know it's a gain of a lot of yards. So I definitely think this tackling system is more efficient, and it's just gonna take the matter of the more reps you can get of it, because you can't do something like that enough.
Thanks, Eric.
And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman with USA Today.
Darius, the NCAA has decided to remove limits on texting between college football coaches and prospects. I'm just wondering from your standpoint if you think that's a good thing for coaches to just be able to have unlimited text conversations with prospects or not, as they were not allowed to in the past.
Man, I know coming up, I know how hectic that process was for me. And I think kids should really be able to be focused on, their last years of high school. You know, you're spending time with people that you've been with for 4 years, and you really – it's really one of the best times of your life, you know what I mean, besides college football. So, I understand with everything's going on, and I understand that, things grow and, things are going to continue to grow. But I think it is really important for high school kids to just be focused on, high school sports at the time.
Darius, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you, man.